Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please turn everyone on? Profile This is play.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the Men's Room.
What up, fellas?
Hola! All right, Kyle, you understand how this here game is played.
I do indeed.
Fantastic indeed. You have a choice of one of three stories today. We offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Let's go License to Spill.
A livestock ship carrying thousands of animals capsized in the Red Sea, prompting a courageous rescue effort by local fishermen who raced to save as many animals as possible from drowning. The cargo vessel was headed to Djibouti when it capsized, and the only reason I bring that up was just so I could say Djibouti. Now, despite a frantic rescue effort led by local fishermen, more than 160 of the animals tragically drowned in the incident. And a video shows several small boats scrambling to save the scattered animals from the open sea. As the footage continues, the capsized cargo ship appears upside down, with many of the animals still trapped inside the partially submerged vessel. Many of them can be seen swimming through the rough water. Now, sharing the video with the Daily Mail, they wrote, Yemenis were forced to spring into action to rescue hundreds of animals from the Red Sea after a commercial ship ran aground. Sad story, but what kind of animals was the cargo ship transporting? Was it cows? Was it sheep? Was it chicken? Or was it pigs? So cows, sheep, chicken, or pigs?
You know, I saw this news story, so I know exactly what it is. It's definitely sheep, for sure.
Definitely sheep. So you saw the story. I'm going with you, Kyle. I'm
yeah,
going with definitely
yeah.
sheep.
I think it's probably
where
the way
was
to go.
It?
This was in the Red Sea off the coast of Yemen.
I mean, I would go sheep just because of where it was.
Okay. And looks like we're all going sheep.
Kyle, you might be onto something,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah. What was on this boat? Cows, sheep, chicken, or pigs? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The men's room.
Stolen from the metal shop library.
Hell yeah, man.
Anthrax and Public Enemy.
God damn, that's a good song, dude.
If you didn't hear the shot of the day, we lost a family member. Found out in the last 24 hours that Kevin Deers is no longer with us.
Yeah.
And he hosted Metal Shop, loud and local, filled in for the Daily Mix morning show, filled in when we needed help for a number of years.
Filled in for Jolene. I mean,
went to every single show, supported every band. That was a great shot of the day, man. So. Yeah. By the way, this weekend, Metal Shop and Loud and Local, tributes to Kevin. And I know a lot of you are expressing your thoughts and your feelings online there, and everyone seems to say the same thing that you said in the shot of the day, Steve, is just that he was, in fact, the kindest, nicest person as a friend, as a coworker,
everybody,
as a family member that you'd ever want to meet. So
funny, my wife, cool. We were talking about it last night, and I said to my wife, because she said everybody liked him, and I said, look, in the scheme of things in the universe, there's someone out there that didn't like him. I've just never met them.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll profile this license to spill. There was a ship off the coast of Yemen. There were several animals on board. The ship overturned. Some of them drowned based on the fact that the ship was overturned. They could not get out, and fishermen saved a number of them. And Kyle said sheep.
Kyle said sheep because Kyle had already heard the story, and then you guys agreed with him.
Yes.
Turns out, yes,
it was sheep.
Yes. Ted, you made a good point because you were like, where was it at? And I'm like, oh, it's coast of Yemen. I wasn't thinking about it. We went to break. You're like, it ain't going to be pigs.
No chance it's pigs.
Right. Yeah. Good call.
Not only that, but I was thinking, why could some sheep swim and others could not? Until it was explained that a lot of these sheep, when the boat capsized,
were trapped underneath. Yeah, I kind of thought
thinking
the
myself,
same
like,
thing.
You got the swimming sheep and the non-swimming sheep. Is that
well, maybe somebody just didn't teach the other ones.
Right,
that's a good point, man.
Why didn't they have swimmies?
You know? Well, not all humans could swim.
I know, but you could have swimmies and still, you know, be in there. Same. Now for all the TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got Colbert.
Steven.
Jimmy's.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
So I think the title of these guys have teams of talents and writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
A Delta flight ceiling collapse forcing horrified passengers to hold it in place. I'll give you three guesses who built the plane. It was Boeing. You know their slogan, Boeing, your ceiling collapsed. Try popping it up with the door that blew off.
Colbert.
Yeah, it's Colbert.
A Delta flight ceiling collapsed, forcing horrified passengers to hold it in place. I'll give you three guesses. Who built the plane? It was Boeing. You know their slogan, Boeing, your ceiling collapsed. Try propping it up with the door that blew off.
A poll found the toughest jobs in America are firefighter, construction worker, member of the military, doctor, cop, and lastly, being married to Karen.
Beat that switch.
Yes. Seem like the most appropriate name.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
A pet tortoise in England that escaped 9 months ago was found a mile from its home, which raises a lot of questions. And how hard were they looking?
Colbert?
Myers.
Seth Myers.
A pet tortoise in England that escaped 9 months ago was recently found about a mile from its home, which raises a lot of questions about how hard they were looking.
In Ohio, a raccoon with a meth pipe was found in its mouth. and found with a meth pipe in its mouth, was found in a car during a traffic stop for a drug bust. I can't believe that. Didn't happen in Florida.
Colbert.
That is Colbert.
Over right. in Ohio, a raccoon with a meth pipe in its mouth was found in a car during a drug bust traffic stop. I can't believe that didn't happen in Florida.
Over 130 cardinals gathered at the Vatican to begin the process of choosing a new pope. And the conclave started with a prayer for all of those flying in and out of Newark Airport.
Seth. Yeah, Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Over 130 cardinals gathered at the Vatican to begin the process of choosing a new pope. Yeah, and this was nice. The conclave started with a prayer for all those currently flying in and out of Newark Airport.
We were talking about it a little bit earlier today in the office. I saw Tom Brady on a podcast, and he was talking about, they asked him about the roast. And if he, like, does he regret doing the roast of Tom Brady? Right? You think of Tom Brady just being so serious about football and everything.
Sure.
So basically he just said, like, look, he's like, look, I spend all the time in the locker room. You can make fun of me. It's fine. You know, if I know you, it's fine. He's like, I actually enjoy it. And Tom Brady strikes me as one of those guys that, like, the home fans never want to hear this, but sometimes it's almost more fun playing a road game with people booing you and hating you. So I think Tom Brady always kind of enjoyed people hating him or this and that, kind of fueled his fire. So he was like, look, I loved it. But he said it wasn't great for his kids. Remember, he's got a 17-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 12-year-old. They were not very cool with it. He spoke with them the next morning, and they asked, what was the point of that? Learning it was tough on them. He said his quote, like a stake through the heart. And then I respect this out of Tom Brady. I think this is a very honest comment, right? And he just said, look, there's some things as a parent you F up. You don't realize until after, like, ugh. Like, yeah. I shouldn't have done that. We were saying in the office, like, he's fine with it. But, you know, a lot of those comedians, it wasn't just about his playing career or Tom Brady. They're talking about these kids' mother, you know, maybe cheating on his dad.
They
don't know.
They called his mom a whore.
No.
I mean, So for the kids, it's just my mom is a whore, as people are stating. Even if you're joking.
Correct.
And we understand they're joking, but there's some element of truth to this joke, and you keep bringing it up.
And look, we don't know what went on in that marriage, right? They might have been already separated for a while.
Who knows?
Yeah. The kids knew it and whatever.
Exactly.
So, like, Giselle might have sat those kids down and been like, hey, this is my new boyfriend or whatever. But you're right. It's very tough to just hear, like, mom's a whore who cheated on dad. Mm-hmm. You know? And, again, I'm pretty sure until that Jake Paul fight, that was the highest rated thing that Netflix had ever had.
Oh, really? Wow.
I mean, I don't know many people that didn't see at least a bit of that.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, Nikki Glaser, I think she's a great comedian stuff. It is.
That launched her, man.
Which is shocking to me. To me, she was already pretty big time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she talks about, like, the circle she's getting invited to now and hosted award shows and this and that. And she's just like, yeah, that was a massive deal.
I think anybody who's been through a bad breakup or anything like that, depending on what's going on with something, you can kind of get a look on somebody and see that something is obviously not right. And Tom Brady took right before the beginning of the year, he took like 2 weeks off, just kind of went and did his own thing with family. When he came back, he looked like he lost 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had not eaten in 2 weeks. Like, he was so sick to his stomach over whatever was going on that you could tell it wasn't like, I needed to go get a surgery or something like that. You know, because you really didn't know why he took that absence. But when you saw him, you're like, oh, God, buddy, you don't look okay. You know, you look like you're frail.
Yeah. Well, you look like you've been through a rough emotional time.
Exactly.
It probably hadn't been eaten.
Right, exactly.
And he was super strict. I told you, I saw a thing with Julian Edelman talking about Tom Brady, and the night before the games, they have all these great spreads of food and everything. He said Brady would just, like, smell the chicken wings.
But not eat them.
And you're talking about, look, in the grand scheme of things you can eat, like,
not the worst.
Chicken wings obviously are great for you, but, like, that's not the worst thing in the world.
No.
Like, he wouldn't even eat a chicken wing.
But it sounds to me like he's kept that discipline on going on, you know, even with not playing football anymore.
Right, like, when he was in Tampa, and he was obviously intoxicated, right? When they had that boat parade and he's throwing that trophy and stuff.
Yeah.
But Tom Brady, to me, it's not like, I don't think that guy, like you're saying, I don't think he drinks much alcohol to this day.
No.
I don't think he's deviated from his diet much. Like, he's just so dialed in that, you know, that's what he does. But it is, And again, no offense, Tom, I don't think you care what I think, but like, I don't like him the best as a announcer.
Sure.
But I like Tom Brady's personality. I like him around football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, almost like, I feel like I'd rather watch Tom Brady be the, what, frickin' eighth or ninth guy on a pregame
panel,
show.
Yeah.
Then I just think, what's it, Greg Olsen does such a great job.
Well, I'll tell you
that, what. Like, I would like him to keep that number one spot.
He also said that, you know, there's football talk and then there's commentator talk.
Yeah.
And football talk is much different. It's much more inside. So what he had to do is also try to remind himself that these
people
terms,
don't know what I'm talking
exactly,
about.
Exactly. I have to make this as a commentator. I can't explain this defense the way I want to because you won't get it. So I need to dumb this down, but I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, if you're doing like, a Z4 on the right-hand right, like, side.
And obviously with that, nobody knows what that is.
You're going to throw, you know, with the safety cheats.
Yeah. Oh, obviously this is the play they're going to run.
Exactly.
Most people don't know what that means when you say it as a play call versus just explain the play.
Correct.
This guy's going to break to the left. That's all you need to do. Like,
exactly. Keep it simple, man.
Right. And you got to be, again, like I'll talk about like my one Uncle Phil. He is a football nerd.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, in Notre Dame, you can go to these chalk talks the night before with the coaches. And he's like, it's unreal. They tell you what they're going to do on defense. He's like, so I'm watching the plays develop. I'm calling out the plays.
I'm a genius.
I'll tell you, it was the highlight of the freaking weekend for him was that he got to call out. He was like, I knew what that play was going to go. But if you take most people that played any, I would say, high school football at any level or whatever, like, you know what I mean? Like, you could look at a defense or watch a guy in motion, and you know where that play's going.
Oh, for sure.
You know? And that's also why they, I don't think a lot of people realize this, that's why they have all those meetings leading up, like the Friday and Saturday before with the team, is the team, they're not going to broadcast until the game's on, but they'll say, hey, look, we're going to feature the tight end.
Right.
Look, yeah, you know what I mean? You see trips left, you know it's going to the tight end,
yep,
dragging across the line of scrimmage. So that's how they get to call that stuff out too, which is cool. This is kind of interesting. If you listen to country music at all, you know George Strait.
Mm-hmm.
He's been nominated for Entertainer of the Year 14 times.
Damn.
He's only won twice.
Okay. Yeah.
Only two. But he's got it twice. But what they say, with great success comes also tragedy. Like, I don't think George Strait is worried about it. You know, he's probably crying in his beer under a neon moon.
He's probably like, wait, what? Oh, cool. Good for me, man.
Yeah. I'm sure George will be good. Yeah. I just want to say personally, man, just Kevin, I don't know if I ever told you. I loved you. We had a lot of good times together, and man, that one just a gut punch.
Yeah,
it is.
You know, so, you know, remind people all the time. I have unfortunately had a lot of death in the last freaking 2 years. Like,
you have, man.
Tell people you love them. Right? Call it bros. Call your bros. Yeah, watch some tube while you're at it.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Headlines coming up next.
Broom returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go as we head to Tacoma, where one power pole, somehow is hooked up to 10,000 homes. Because someone hit it. To Chicago, where kids get a free puppet show while getting ice cream cones. Guitar Center is selling a bass guitar that you can ride to work. If you miss your exit, don't come to a dead stop on an interstate like a jerk. And a guy steals an 800-pound cannon because he owed his drug dealer money. So he gave him an 800-pound cannon. And the guy said, I don't want this. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Ohio, where there's a driver that makes Seattle look efficient. You may have heard our own Miles Montgomery go into detail about the aptly named Seattle Stop, in which drivers in these parts seem to just decide that stopping in the middle of a busy street is an acceptable driving etiquette. But this one in Ohio takes the cake. Traffic cam footage was shared to social media, which shows a local interstate highway. Our driver comes into the frame, approaching an exit while driving two lanes over that they clearly needed to take because they came to a complete stop on the freeway.
Come on.
And waited an agonizingly long time to actually attempt to traverse two lanes of traffic to get to the exit. In that time, a major pileup developed behind them, including a three-car accident that can be attributed to the driver. Luckily, our driver was not impacted by the accident as they made their way over to the exit and continued on their voyage.
Good for them. The
driver has yet to be identified, and it's not clear if they'll be charged in the incident. I feel like they should be. That accident would not have happened.
Yeah, like, that's their fault.
At that point, you're impeding traffic. And then you caused that accident. Everybody else, like, you know.
Right.
There's the one that, you know, made the impact will probably find a citation for failure to stop, whatever it is,
sure,
driving for the conditions, blah-de-blah-de-blah, but you can't just dead stop. And it was, he was in the center lane. Like a three-lane highway, and he stopped in the middle lane, and you need to take that exit over there. It's like, you can't just stop, bro. But
also, look, everybody's been late to something, right? Worst case is what? It's a work event or something. You're going to get chewed out. Like, go to the next exit.
Skip the next one.
Right.
That's right. In other news, to Indiana, where a bus driver will likely be looking for another line of work. A local school bus driver was in charge of transporting four adults and 38 children when he managed to get the rig stuck in the mud. Authorities were called and arrived on the scene in short order, but felt the need to send the driver to the hospital for an evaluation. And their suspicions were correct, as he was given a test which confirmed his blood alcohol level was an astounding 221.
That is amazing.
Wow.
Jeez. Well, the fact that there were also four adults on that bus, and no one picked up on the fact that they could smell that this guy was hammered.
Exactly.
He got stuck in the mud on a median. Median's an interstate.
Right.
Right.
I mean,
none of his passengers were harmed, and he faces some serious charges. Damn near three times the legal limit. Wow. I'm with you, Miles. There's four adults on that bus, and not a one of them went, wait a minute.
Something seems off here.
Yeah.
You know?
Proofreading is a lost art, apparently, as we go to the lovely world of the internet. There's an item up for sale on a company website with the description reading as follows, quote, discover value and performance with this used Bryce HXB406 in vibrant red, offered in good condition. Renowned for its durability and sleek design, the HXB, this is the important part, the HXB406 features a lightweight aluminum frame, a responsive 7-speed gear system, and precision disc brakes for reliable stopping power. With 26-inch alloy wheels and ergonomic grip handles, it delivers a smooth, comfortable ride for both city streets and weekend trails. Now, that would be a raving description if it wasn't advertising a bass guitar for sale.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that yesterday. It just said something to the effect of, this is when you know AI wrote a product description.
Yeah.
So I click on it. I'm like, that's actually a good-looking bass. I read the description. I'm like, an aluminum body. Because I got that part. I'm like, plays a bass. Maybe it gives you some incredible sound. Oh, disc brakes. And yeah, okay. This is for a car.
Whether you're commuting, cruising, or exploring, yeah, this Bryce HXB406 offers outstanding quality at a great price. Just nobody read that before they put it up there. Like, I get it. There's oversight in certain things, but.
But the whole thing?
Right.
The entire thing.
Come on, y'all. Jeez, oh whiz. But just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Chicago. We're getting ice cream on an ice day comes with an added bonus. Thanks to such a positive response last year, the shop known as the Color Club is bringing back a fan favorite to their ice cream shop, the Sugar Hole. A fun little hobbit door that peeks out at the general public where they're greeted by public puppet figures, all working tirelessly inside the shop to deliver delicious frozen treats to all. They're holding a launch party in the next couple of weeks, which they will bring back everybody's favorite characters from last year, as well as a couple of new faces for them to enjoy. They're also holding a make and move class, as well as a parade, and participants are encouraged to bring their own puppets to join in on the action as well.
The Sugar Hole.
The Sugar Hole at the Color Club.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, come on to my Sugar Hole.
Oh, come on.
Plenty of room. Set up shop. Hey, hey.
Men's Room Sports. The Mariners are off tonight as they head back home, but you've got some more baseball on MLB Network, playoff basketball on TNT and True TV, and playoff hockey over on ESPN. As far as your weather, yet again, guys, we are in the rut, partly cloudy and mid-40s tonight, partly cloudy and high 60s. Tomorrow is what your weather is going to be. And you guys have heard it on these airwaves all day long. It is the headline that I have ignored, and yet it has got the biggest font on the entirety of the day. We here at KISW have suffered probably the hardest loss, at least in my years here with the station. Our brother Kevin Deers is no longer with us. And it has been a difficult day, to say the least. We've had some fun. Tried to do a little bit of levity and get past it all. Played plenty of tracks for the Metal Shop Library to honor the man. We had a great shot of the day with him. But as Ted said the last segment, call your friends, man. Call them and see how they're doing. So that's I'm going to leave it with that. So that's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Well, tomorrow's Friday. We will do a little Ted versus the FCC, a Bad Choice Friday, and the lovely Jolene is coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. In the meantime, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's and Kevin's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.